I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Mr. Crenshaw.
Morning.
Back.
I found him, folks. I found him. Remember last week I said we're going to find Greg. We didn't know where he was. We're going to find him.
You knew where I was.
We found him, and he is back, and we're on the same side of the glass.
That's burning the top of my head at 10,000 feet.
Welcome back, partner.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
It was. I have hellos for you.
Yes.
From the Big Three.
The Big Three?
The Big Three. When you talk about Atlanta and you talk about sports, there's only one Big Three, and they're all in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And you know who I'm talking about.
You were hanging out with those guys.
Well, there they are. No, they said hello to you. They wanted me to make sure I said hello to you because they remember me through, well, a couple of them remember me through a couple other things, but just over the years.
Yikes.
But most recently, since I've been going out there for the ACC, I want to keep calling it ACC, but people won't know what I'm talking about, but the American Century Classic,
yes,
or Celebrity Classic, whatever you want to call it. Those guys are out there, and since I've been going there and covering it, they know that I'm working with you, and everybody remembers you. Anybody that spent any amount of time in this city remembers Sam Crenshaw, and they all love you.
All right,
you are beloved. You are the most beloved media person in the city.
I thought they were going to say I owed them money or something.
Well, that's something that you can answer. Do you owe money?
Especially Doggy. He's in Vegas.
Yeah, but the people in Vegas are kind of like the people in Orlando. They don't usually partake in the big thing that's going on in their city.
Yeah.
You ever know anybody in Orlando that actually goes to Disney World?
Not a lot of people that work there. They go there because it's their job.
But not
just go there to ride the rides, no.
They go there usually under duress because there's some relatives coming to town.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to take them to Disney World.
Yeah, man.
We got to take them to the park. Same thing with Vegas, man. Although I will say, but yeah, seriously, and I'll pace myself with these stories because there was something that I didn't know you didn't know about that happened, and it happened at this station while I was out there. And you're going to enjoy this.
Okay.
So I'll pace myself on that.
All right.
But, man, I was following what's going on while I was gone. And while I was gone, the Braves were not looking like a first-place team.
No, they hit a spot here in this past week where they, thankfully, last night, they break out of a three-game tailspin. Thankfully. But they almost gave that away.
Yeah.
You know? On Friday night at SunTrust, everybody decked out in their red. And they're up 3-1. And in comes Luke Jackson. And there goes the two-run homer.
He makes me nervous. I'm gonna be honest with you, he makes me nervous.
Oh man, I'm like, here we go again. We're all tied at three. I mean, we just had two games this week where the Braves lost 13-1, 13-4. We're not used to seeing that,
but you
man.
Know what?
That makes you nervous, and you're playing the team that's right behind you now, the team that we've been kind of watching for because those other guys, the wheels kind of fall off. But Washington now is showing themselves; they are the team. We've been waiting for years for these guys to pull it together. And now in this incarnation of the Washington Nationals, they still got the starting pitching. And that's been the main thing. And it's been the consistency for them. And the Braves don't want to get in any long tailspins. You don't want to leave the door open for these guys.
But here's the good thing. And this is why I'm not worried about whatever we see over these next few weeks. And over the last, like I said, while I was gone, I was watching them. And what happened, but I didn't feel like I needed to walk into traffic. And I'll tell you why. We have the luxury of trying things right now. That's the luxury of being in first place with some distance. You can go out and try some stuff. This is when you go out and try, you know, you practice certain things or you have certain players move around. You're doing what Joe Maddon has done with the Cubs since he got there. Maybe you move this guy around in the lineup or you put this player at another position just to see what you got. And you have that opportunity now. Now, this is something I assume is discussed in the locker room, you know, with these guys when they're on the planes. Hey, you want to try this? You want to try that? And they probably say, yeah, but when you're in a pennant race, you can't afford to.
Nah. So you're doing some fact finding.
Do it right now, man. Why not?
Ender Inciarte comes back. It was great to see him back healthy. You know, you want to get him back out there, and because by far he's your best defensive player in the outfield. And you put him in center field. It looked like he was still trying to get comfortable out there.
Yeah, man, it takes a minute to just, you know, you can't just be Willie Mays right off the DL.
Yeah.
You got to go out there and you got to get your hand-eye coordination, and it's for, you know, offensively and then defensively. It's lining things up again. Do you ever hear of what, because I can't remember anybody saying one thing specifically, and if it is, forgive me, but the outfielders, as far as what they talk about, the eye line, for pop-ups when the sun's out at SunTrust. Is there an issue? Because there was a problem with that at times at Turner Field.
It depends on the time of day the game started.
Right, but that's with all parks, given where the sun is. But when you're an outfielder, like we're talking about Inciarte coming back, you got to get reacclimated to what, you know, when you're playing every day, you can see where that ball, you know exactly off the bat where that ball's going to go, the distance of it. But that's a feel thing that you got to get back, and it's going to take a minute.
Yeah, they do that. They got the win last night, which was big, and they're going to send Mike Soroka to the mound for the game tonight against the Washington Nationals. Anibal Sanchez is going to start for them. So Soroka at 10-1.
Yeah,
man, talk about a pleasant surprise.
And coming off being, you know, listen, there's something to be said for his confidence when you come out of an all-star locker room too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm here now. I belong. And not that he didn't feel that before, but I'm just saying, when that happens, there's just a different approach to what you're doing. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
A little validation for you.
Exactly. Yeah. We are just getting started on this Saturday morning. One of the other things that we're going to talk about is what's going on over in Ireland.
Yes.
And not much for the prodigal son.
No, he's
not doing too well.
No, well, a lot of the favorites and people that we follow closely on the tour have, they're on the jet, they're on the happy trip back home.
Tiger is home right now, thinking about breakfast, and so's Mickelson.
Mickelson's back. Rory's,
and I bet he went and got a double cheeseburger because you heard what happened before the tournament started.
What was that?
He went on a fast.
Oh, yeah.
Mickelson 15
did.
Pounds.
Mickelson did. You know, I mean, you got some guys, if you look down the leaderboard now, I mean, but you got Shane Lowry and JB Holmes. And I'm thinking somebody like that will end up winning this thing to me. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood and Lee Westwood, they're right by Justin Rose. Those guys that are close by, a couple of shots back. And you go back down, Brooks Koepka, you got to watch for him always. He's 5-under. Spieth is at 5-under. So you have some guys' potential to turn some things around and get up to the top of the leaderboard. Today is Saturday. It's moving day. They've had a couple of days on this course now. We got up on the screen right now. The weather is great. That's the other thing we haven't had. We haven't had any British Open weather yet. When does the fog roll in? When do we get that wind and rain going sideways? And, you know, we've seen this tournament some years. Great guys finish the final day with wool hats on and hand warmers in their pocket and wearing parkas out there playing golf. This looks... The weather looks remarkable over there right now. So
I'm going to make a prediction.
What's that? What you got?
And I just think it's his time. One of the most popular players out there. Had some problems earlier in the season. Had some PR problems. But one of the most beloved players out there on the tour. And I think it's time for his major. Matt Kuchar.
Would this be one for him to come through?
I'm just saying. It's about time he gets one. And I don't see him lasting as long as some, like Sergio, before he gets his first major. I just, the way he's been playing this year, and I've been looking at him, and he's sitting at 4-under right now. He's only 4 off the lead. Is it 4? Yeah.
Yeah.
5. Well, 4 off the lead, 8-under. So he's got a chance. It all depends on what happens today.
Yeah.
But I would not be surprised if Matt Kuchar makes a run this year.
If I had to go for one, I go for a guy who's at 6-under. I go for like Justin Rose. Maybe he may be the one that comes through and wins this one, but we'll have to look and see. Like I said, it may be somebody that's not one of those guys, because to me it's set up for that. The fact that you're playing a course they haven't played this tournament on in so long.
You said something was you were talking about me being out in Lake Tahoe for that event and golf and the fact that you thought that there was a possibility, or at least you heard some kind of discussion, if I'm hearing this correctly, about somebody was considered putting together some kind of celebrity tour.
Yeah. Not a celebrity tour, but just you know, of the athletes. They had talked about it for a while because they were getting guys like George Brett and guys who were out there, and they were, you know, pretty good golfers. And they were saying, why not, you know, have a tour, people from other sports. It would bring people from other sports to golf, is what they're basically saying. People would might be running around with footballs to get autographed and whatnot. But it would, and to me, I think that's a good idea this time of year. You would get current football and basketball players this time of year. This is their off season. You basically, your baseball players you would get would have to be guys who are recently retired, because you can't get any current guys out there. But my thing is this, who knows the current guys anyway? Because you were saying, wouldn't that skew to an older crowd?
Yeah. Hello. As far as golf.
Hello, baseball. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. You know, we just got through here last week with the All-Star game, and people were saying, can you point the stars out, baseball stars out? If they line them up in public, could you point out who's the big-time star? Of course, our guys here in town, we know. You know,
and if you follow baseball, you know.
If you follow baseball, but just the average person that's a sports fan couldn't tell you Mookie Betts from Mike Trout. They couldn't. Now, they would recognize
Well, if you ain't following them on social media, that's the other thing.
They ain't
too,
on that. They ain't there.
But again, I don't know about all of them, but most of them are controlling their own likeness, and they are not.
Bryce Harper's there.
They're not following the path of traditional athletes, especially Americans. You know, a lot of these baseball players from Central and South America, these guys are big as far as doing commercial stuff down there. They're just not doing it here. Okay. Why should I learn a second language and awkwardly stumble into American commercials when I can use my first language and do a ton of stuff in Central America and South America and make that money up there?
That's fine. We're talking about players that are American-born players that are playing that people don't know. Yeah. So that's the part we're talking about as far as baseball, where basketball is just running laps around them, mostly because of the mentality of the leagues, you know. So, yeah, I think that could still be fun. I mean, look at how much fun you have when you got guys like Steph Curry that go out there and play it and have a lot of fun with it.
The funny thing about this is, though, we're having a conversation about what should happen to make golf more visible, and this thing was on life support until 2 years ago when Tiger decided to come back. Nobody gave a spit about golf and what happens with it on the periphery and who's playing in this tournament and that. Nobody cared. Tiger comes back. Here we are talking about celebrity tours and this should do this and do that and build the sport. The sport is still in the same state it was prior to Tiger. You know, take him off the stage. It will be back there shortly. Nobody cares. Nobody else is moving the needle. And now you got a guy who's probably the best player out there, Koepka, who just openly talks about, I don't really care. I only care about the majors. You know, well, I'm only getting ready for this.
That's the historical part of it. We'll see what he does today. I mean, he wins the other tournaments and plays well in the other tournaments too. I mean, the fact that Tiger's there draws people out to see it, makes people tune in, and you get to know those things. Like I said, it's up to golf. This is their second chance around.
Tiger. Good luck.
And that's the thing. Well, that's the other players have to be there. He has to stay healthy. So they see him going head to head with those guys enough.
But it's still a personality. It's the TV show. It's the same thing we say about NASCAR. If you ain't got somebody that makes me want to stop what I'm doing in the middle of the day and go watch this dude, you know, hit a golf ball or drive around in circles, I'm not doing it. I got too many other options.
One of the things about guys driving around in circles, that's a whole different thing. And by the way, they're in New Hampshire this week.
I knew you'd pull that out.
You got to look in the stands. If you see empty seats in the stands, you say, okay, well, what's the big deal with this? And so, that's the other part.
People
NASCAR
are watching on TV.
Well, not well, well, that's just it.
Folks ain't going to the stadiums the way they used to, man.
If it was an event, though, if you watch something on TV and the seats are packed, when it comes anywhere near you, you might want to go check it out.
No, I'm enjoying it in front of my TV.
No, I think that's it, though. You would want to go in if you had it. And a good experience.
I have been watching NASCAR and other races for my entire life. There never once, other than for another reason is to bring me out there, did I want to go because I saw the stands were packed. That's just me. You know, I wanted to go out for another reason, or I got credentials because I'm in this business. We're not done with this. We're going to get back to that.
Okay.
And more Braves talk. Sam and Greg just getting started. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Swing and a fly ball deep left field. That's going to be plenty deep enough to win it. Walk-off last at-bat win for the Braves. 16 victories in their final turn. The lineup got to Josh Donaldson. He drives home his 56th run. The Braves have evened the series, and Rodney looked out of gas in the ninth inning.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Good morning, Georgia.
And morning.
That sounded like really, really good news. But again, you can't get too high, you can't get too low on what happened last night with the Braves.
Yeah.
But given this past week, you know, you take it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But we get back into what we're doing. Can I do a shout out to some people?
Well,
some hardworking folks.
That's everybody that's listening to us right now that's not driving home from work.
Maybe not. There might be
or
some people
from
just
the club.
Maybe it's people just chilling at home. Woke up, got them a cup of coffee. They could be
listening
happy.
To us.
Yeah,
they lost a bet.
Why? No, man, are you serious?
You gonna wake up in the morning, turn the radio on,
absolutely,
listen to us talk sports?
Absolutely.
If you didn't have to, or you weren't driving in the car, because we stimulate people, you know, getting in there and get them worked up. They're yelling at us and screaming at us and tell us we don't know what we're talking about.
Absolutely,
which is most of the time. But because of that, when you're at home, who was that dude when you were growing up here in Georgia? I'm gonna take you back.
Okay,
when you were whatever age, when you used to, because you're that person now. By the way, you are that soothing voice in the mornings. Listen, I understand the lane I occupy, so I'm cool with that. I like, listen, you know, you are in a unique category, and I've heard this ad nauseum that people just like waking up and hearing your voice. So I'm asking you, who was that person in Atlanta or in Georgia that when you were coming up that you met, when I heard that voice, it was like just a warm cup of coffee? Wasn't there somebody here that did that to you?
Drive-in? No, you know what? If there was someone on the radio that was that, it's the person who's downstairs tomorrow morning.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, Larry Tinsley.
Yeah.
The gold standard.
You know what I mean? That was going back and hearing him. You know, that's what, so yeah.
We haven't told folks in a while that we used to do that every Sunday when we get off the air. There was a time where we had to
go downstairs.
We had to do some work stuff related.
Yeah,
some paperwork. We had to drop it off downstairs. And so
it'd be 103.
And Sam and I would get in the elevator, and we would try to guess the color of Larry Tinsley's suit.
Because he's impeccably dressed.
I mean, this dude looks like the Board of Health.
To the nines.
And he's always leaving to go right to church.
Yeah, and he's got this suit on. The wardrobe is incredible wardrobe.
But I always think he looks like he could be singing with the Temptations when I see him.
Yeah, he is sharp. But I was talking about people that work. And driving in this morning.
Yep.
Truck passed by me, pylons coming out of the top of it, and I could tell these were DOT guys. DOT guys are headed out. And this is the time of year, folks, and just a shout out to our men and women who work for the Department of Transportation. They are doing road work. There's certain things you can only do to our roads in the warm weather months.
Please fix 10th Street. Somebody,
14th. We ain't talking about the streets. We're talking about the freeway. These folks are working on the interstate.
But they need
And that's the thing. We know that there's a lot of stuff going on. Anyway, they try to do it at a time when it least convenience us. So that means they're going to be out there today on weekends. Pack your patience when you're driving. Just be patient. But,
All right.
They're out there. It's 90 degrees. Already, in just a matter of 90 degrees, you're standing with asphalt surrounding you.
Yeah. It's one of them jobs. You didn't have one of them jobs growing up, man.
Yeah, but this is real work.
Yes, you're right.
As you ride by in your air-conditioned cars and just think about the folks that are out there trying to stay hydrated out there today and stay safe because they're out there. And some of it's kind of dangerous working in the states of people not slowing down and whatnot, but they're out there doing the job. They're doing a heck of a job. It's things that need to be done. We want our roads to be smooth. Greg wants y'all to come and get on 10th Street and work on 10th and
14th.
And 14th.
Yeah,
you know why that's going to stay bumpy for a while?
Why? There's no
because
need for it.
Yeah, but you know why those streets are going to stay bumpy for a while?
Go ahead.
They lead to the western part of the city of Atlanta.
Dang it, that's not an excuse.
Yeah, it is.
Why is that an excuse?
Because there's a lot of heavy equipment that's going to those areas because that area is going through a rapid...
There's no excuse for this. I'm just saying. We need to, as far as I'm concerned,
how are you going to get the heavy equipment there? Are you going to drop it out of the sky?
I don't care, but you know what that means? That we got to have some Georgia teams lose more and them Alabama folks win more and bring that money over here and let them fix our potholes.
Yeah.
Because this is crazy. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Do you know what else I think should happen today? And I think it should happen at the Braves game.
What's that?
And I think that somebody really needs to consider it. And we got our old buddy Mark Owens is out there, right, doing
some
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine Mark will at some point acknowledge this, but they really should make a big thing about it.
What is that?
Today is the day of Hank Aaron's last home run. The anniversary of Hank's. This is when 755 was hit.
755.
Don't you think that's worthy of acknowledgement?
It is that, but he hit it in Milwaukee.
No, he hit it as a Brave.
No, he hit it in Milwaukee.
Well, but he's still a Brave.
He's still a Brave, so Hall of Famer. And if you talk with the people in Milwaukee.
Technically, it was still, he went back to home, which is he was a Brave in Milwaukee.
Right, and that's why he went back to Milwaukee, because the people wanted
Selig
to come back.
But Selig threw a check at him,
he
should have.
Not just that, the people in Milwaukee still claim
Hank Aaron. They love them some Hank Aaron.
They claim Hank Aaron up there. I mean, he's our guy. He's our first sports superstar here, in not just in Atlanta, but in the Southeast. But, the people in Milwaukee said, we saw him first. We had him. He was first up here with us. And so you get old school
Milwaukee. He won a championship up there.
You got old school Milwaukee people, man. Hank Aaron is theirs.
Well, yes, he did. He did finish up as a Brewer. He was up there for a minute.
And a DH,
as a
too.
DH, too.
I didn't realize
he
played in the DH era. Yeah. But I've forgotten that part. But yeah, he finishing up his career as a designated hitter for the Milwaukee Brewers and hit number
was
7.
Was it Harvey Wallbanger? Harvey, what you call it?
Harvey's Wallbanger.
Don Sutton was on that team too, wasn't he?
I think it was right after that those guys
it was,
came
okay.
along. Right along that time, Gorman Thomas,
well,
those guys. Yeah.
Today is the anniversary of Hank's 755, his last home run, and I think that is worthy of mention, acknowledgement, and some sort of proclamation or a dinner or a call or something there at SunTrust today.
I'm sure it will be, and I'm sure I'm probably in part of the telecast tonight. I probably will see some highlights. They've been showing some things with Hank Aaron, because we recently passed the anniversary of his 500th home run, and they were showing video of that not too long ago. So, yeah, great.
This past week had a couple anniversaries worthy of note. Also, the lighting of the torch. Ali.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Just and over that was?
Just over that way yesterday, actually. And you see some of the things that are happening in that community. It's kind of amazing.
It reminds me of where I got a chance to, and again, this movie's going to come out next year, and Clint Eastwood knows what he's doing. He's going to put this Richard Jewell out, the Ballad of Richard Jewell. It's going to come out probably just before the 2020 Olympics.
Okay.
And much like when Hank Aaron's career finished, if you remember his last one in Atlanta, his home run, that is, where were you on this date, those of you old enough, because some of you ain't part of this conversation, but those of you old enough to remember or were alive when the moon landing happened, today is the 50th anniversary of that thing doing its three-point turn, parking spot, and pulling into the parking spot right there on the lunar surface.
I don't think it kind of pulled into a parking
spot. Well, it did something.
It did touch down. Tranquility Base. My mom woke me up so I could see it. She's big on history. Anything history, she just.
What do you say to them folks that say that was all that was? They made that whole thing
up. Yeah, I mean, people can.
Did you shake your head and roll your eyes at them?
Yeah, really. Yeah, come on, man. That's to me, that was something.
Done on the sound stage in L.A.
Yeah, this was something that was mandated. With JFK, that was President
absolutely.
Kennedy.
Well, of course, now, but still, there are people who will eat through tree bark trying to tell you that never happened.
That and Area 51 and all that, all those things.
Area 51 is different because that's here, and you can go there. And if if it's there, cool. I don't want to go in there and see what you got stored from the 50s. I really don't. There's some things I don't need to know. So how is that going to improve my life that I look at an alien? Or something with four, what's the point? Why do you want to do that? Man, I'm not some investigative reporter. I'm not wanting to unearth something that we all need to. Listen, I think the reason we make it through life, all of us, all 300 million of us here in America.
Some things we don't know.
Because we just don't know some of the stuff.
And some things we don't need to know.
There's a real Men in Black level going on in this on this planet in different countries. I don't need to know about it.
Yeah.
I just don't. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to sports.
Yep.
I don't care if the baseball is juiced.
Me either. Me either.
If Justin Verlander is having a hard time making his curveball break 5 inches as opposed to four, too bad. Figure it out. With whatever millions of dollars you make in a year.
If only certain teams were getting to play with that baseball, then maybe that would be an
issue.
But everybody's playing.
Everybody's got to say, get a bad umpire, I don't mind bad umpires. You're going to call, Eric Gregg's style strike zone for both teams, then I'm cool with that. Yep. I can make the adjustments.
That's the thing. You know, but I mean, like I said, if everybody wasn't playing with the ball, then I would say, okay, you know, yeah, it's, you know, there are a lot of home runs flying out, but they're flying out for everybody. And you know, they're flying out for our team big time. So, you know, that's if everybody gets it, everybody does it, as long as our team continues doing what they're doing, keeps that first place lead, it's 6.5 games.
Yeah, so you could try some stuff. This is why I said this is a really nice time to put some people in positions that you think they may excel at, but yet you don't have the opportunity. And when there's a race going on, here's a chance to do it. Put this guy in this spot in the batting order. You know, just you have the opportunity to do some things as a first place team, as you said, with that particular lead. So when these guys have a 2-game losing streak because they've monkeyed with the lineup a little bit, or somebody's on a slump because they're trying something different with their swing, this is the time it happens. I don't mind these little slumps. Work on that stuff now at the end of July and in August. Because I don't want you see, you know, I want you to know exactly what you can do come September.
Well, we got some tests coming up because we got 2 more games with Washington. Kansas City comes in, and then it's off to Philadelphia and Washington again next week. Another big test coming up.
Sam asked me something having to do with Jerry Rice. I do have a story. I will tell you about that later on. But up next,
we're going to the alma mater.
It's the countdown, if I'm not mistaken.
Countdown to Corky Kale.
To Corky Kale.
And we're going
to
talk with a coach from Mays High School. But he's at the alma mater. Yes. That's coming up next. We count down to Corky Kale Classic. Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929TheGame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam and Greg back together. 9 flows up in the Kia Studios.
Morning.
On a game day Saturday morning.
Oh, man, I've been missing that.
How about that? You know, Greg, we're counting down to the start of the high school football season, and the media days are happening around the area in the different counties and school systems as we count down. And, of course, here at Sports Radio 929 The Game, we're going to be your home once again for the Metro PCS Corky Kale Kickoff Classic. Which gets the season started. And, you know, we're going to have games on that Friday night. Or we'll be on our sister station downstairs, our cousin station, WAOK.
That's right, get it right.
And then on that Saturday, we're going to have the 5 games for Mercedes-Benz Stadium here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. And in the first game that day, in the breakfast edition.
And by the way, before we bring on our guest and talk about that, you know how at Wimbledon they have strawberries and cream, and what do they do with the French Open? They have like something attached to
croissant or something.
Right,
right, right. With some,
we
pear,
need
with
to have
some Perrier.
There needs to be some sort of Georgia breakfast connected with the first game of the Corky Kale Classic on that Saturday, because you're calling it the breakfast game. Because what the other games, they don't start. They start at like 5 in the afternoon.
Well, yeah.
So we should have like the biscuits and gravy.
Well, you're talking to a man who's there at breakfast right now.
All right, well, let's bring him on. Come on. Maybe he'll come up with a solution.
Mays head football coach, Nikita Battle. Coach Battle, good morning to you.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you all doing this morning?
All right.
Understand you're at the alma mater. I got my hand over my heart. I got my West Georgia shirt on. You're at the alma mater. Y'all at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes camp going on down there. Now, for breakfast, y'all getting ready to have breakfast right now. What's on the menu for breakfast this morning? What y'all having?
You know, I don't have a clue. The kids just went upstairs to find out what they're serving, and I'm outside talking to you all.
See what you're doing, man. You're keeping this man from getting something to eat. You better make this interview good.
So talk about your summer. And first of all, for people who don't know about the FCA camp, and it's something that a lot of teams go to, and it's a great time for team bonding. You get the guys away, and they get to be a little bit of a college environment as well. Talk about what you guys get in the benefit from going to this.
Well, to be honest, Sam, like this camp is more than football. Most of the time when we get here, we become a better cohesive unit. We become together. Kids are, you know, especially I'm an inner city coach. You know, my kids live within the city of Atlanta, so they don't really get out that much. So when you come to a rural area like Carrollton, you know, this is foreign land for them. And so it's a lot of things that they develop at that time. A lot of kids don't know how to get up early. but, you know, when you come to camp, you know, that's your accountability as your roommate. You got to make sure that you're up and going. You may not have that at home. So you know, the kids learn so much more about life skills when they come to these type camps. And especially, you know, in this fellowship Christian athlete camp. And these kids, you know, some of them found a higher being during that time. And that's the most beautiful thing about these kids coming to camp. They start thinking outside the box and being exposed to things that they never probably would have been exposed to.
Coach Battle joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com from Mays High School. And I apologize for laughing, but when you said that out loud, it made me snicker because it reminded me of the total geography of what a coach has to bring to his job in 2020. It ain't just about defensive schemes and offense and this and that. You got to teach a kid to wake up in the morning. You gotta get them. You gotta get them focused. To, you know what I'm saying? It's like the things that we've talked about social media and how coaches had to deal with that on top of it. So anyway, it just kind of made me snicker. But speaking of morning and getting up and getting to work, how do you feel about having that first spot in Corky Kell on that Saturday?
You know, being that we played in the last spot last year, that's a blessing. That is the blessing in disguise. Halftime at 1 a.m. No, sir. 9 a.m. Me, please. we're good with playing in the morning, you know, and the thing is, you know, the kids have morning practice. You know, we've been doing all season conditioning. The kids get to the school at 8 o'clock, we get going, so the kids' bodies are conditioned right now for morning movement, you know, so it's not like a shock to them because they're not been working out in the evenings, not doing late workouts. We're doing everything first thing in the morning, so being that they're doing everything first thing in the morning, you know, it's just going to be muscle memory for them.
You guys are going to have – God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Coach. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I'm just saying, and then most important thing, by 12 o'clock, I'm at home.
That's true. That's the most important thing. What I was going to say is you guys are going to have a game before your Corky Kell matchup. You're going to play Carver. As you start a new season, what are some of the things that you are looking forward to, not only just working with this team and this group of guys, but what are you going to know by the time you get to that second game, which is, again, the first game of the Corky Kell Classic after you take on Carver, about your team? Like, how long will it take for you to know what you got?
Well, to be honest with you, once we get to Carver, everything, it should be, you know, muscle memory by then. What I'm looking for during that time is how heavily that we're going to be penalized. So we can work on those small things, those small adjustments when we get into the next game, the game that counts. So that's why the preseason game is very detrimental to our football program because we actually see how the kids play on game speed. So that's probably the most thing I'm looking for. But as far as X's and O's and schematics, that's done. That's been done. You know, if you are just getting that now, you're late. So, you know, and that's just typical how it is. You know, you just have to keep your kids football savvy year-round. You have to have board talk. You have to put them on film and things of that nature to keep their football mind up. And, you know, like I'm saying, like everything right now should be muscle memory that we're going into the season with. But Carver game, I just want to see how well we play with the white hats out there.
Coach Nikita Battle from Mays High School calling us from the FCA football camp at the University of West Georgia. They're going to kick the season off in the Metro PCS Corky Kell Kickoff Classic Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They're in the breakfast edition game this year, folks, against Kell High School at 9 a.m. Coach, I saw your team in your spring game out at Westlake. That was quite an event, man. You guys had a sideline full of college scouts, recruiters out there. They really wanted to come and see the talent that you guys had. And you're breaking in a new quarterback. What do you think you take away from seeing them have a compete, especially against his opponent? And a lot of guys over there know each other, you know, between Mays and Westlake.
Well, with the kids this year, you know, we have a large senior class, kind of similar to the senior class that we had in 2018. You know, they were very young last year, so, you know, they had to learn early. This year, you know, they have varsity experience. We have about 12 kids right now with some form of Division One offer. And then our quarterback, you know, he's a big physical guy. If you look at him.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
a big guy, like, man. You got a big quarterback.
Everybody thinks it's a cheat code because he looked like he's about 6'4 out there. And he's about 220 pounds. But he's a physical guy. He got an untamed cannon. What we're working on now is his timing and his confidence. Now, he is you know, he's tough. He'll pull that thing down and run in a minute, but, you know, that's not the gist of our offense. Our offense is pretty much, you know, we predicated spread RPO. So the school that he came from, you know, they ran a lot of option, and the option team is a delayed decision team. You make your last decision is the best decision. But when you're a spread RPO team, your decision is instant. So you have to go with pre-snap read. And so we're just trying to get his speed up and for as him just reading the offense and how fast the offense needs to go. So that's been our Achilles heel. You know, we're a fast team, but we end up going slow for certain reasons. So we're just trying to get that speed up.
Coach, I would imagine you're going to have to change that pregame speech a little bit when you have a team getting ready to walk into Mercedes-Benz Stadium to play a game. You know the excitement is going to be there. It's going to take them a minute to kind of settle down. I guess first time they get hit, they always say that. Then they realize they've been to the game.
It's a football game.
But what's it like for you when you walk in and you realize you're doing your job in that building? In other words, does that building still give you little chills when you walk in there?
Well, you know, I think the looking at it, the vision of going into it, you know, you get excited. But once you're inside, it's just a football field. You know, it's 120 yards long and 55 yards wide. And I don't, you know, I just, you know, I know there's a lot of things going on. I think the first time we actually played in it was 2 years ago. I think it was maybe the Dome coming that we played.
Right,
At Mercedes-Benz. Then last year, you know, we played Corker-Kell. So now, you know, it's like it may be in awe for the ninth graders or the kids that never played there. But for our kids, you know, once you see the building, we're inside the building. It's a football field. We got a game to play.
Fantastic.
And, you know, and that's the mentality you have to have because, you know, the kids get too high in the highs, and then when you get down low, you can't get back up. So we just have to stay in the middle and build our way up.
That's it.
We got to let this man go eat.
Yeah, you got to go eat. you got tickets to sell for this game already too, right? Because people can.
Yes, sir. We have tickets, you know, at our school that we're distributing throughout the city. Five games, $20 pre-game. I mean, not pre-game, but pre-sold tickets. There's 25 at the door. But if you can just get a ticket, you know, once you purchase that ticket, you can go watch football all day. You can have your bins watching the football games on that Saturday.
There you go.
And it's five games for $20. That's you know, $4 a game. You can't beat it.
Yep, and hopefully the punt, the over on punts, the hot donut sign will be on. Y'all can pick some up on your way over there. Coach Ballard, thanks so much
appreciate
for joining
it, Coach.
Us this morning.
Hey, and man, I appreciate you all having me.
Get upstairs and get some breakfast now.
Oh, I'm on the way.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's Coach Nikita Battle.
Let's start it right now.
Right.
That first game.
First game.
The biscuits and gravy game.
The biscuits. That's it, man.
Let's start it right now.
9 a.m. And we're going to be doing this, folks, every Saturday morning at this time. We're going to do our countdown to Corker-Kell, talking with the coaches that'll be in the Corker-Kell Kickoff Classic.
Shout out some jobs up next. Stick around. Casting Call. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.